Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Athens Think Tank podcast.
This week on the trivia, Don's three bags full, we'll be doing Disney.
Ooh.
Fun. And this week on Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack, the theme is chicken.
Yum, 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 yum. And on So Much This, we're going to be talking about an Amazon.com review of some jeans. Some Wrangler jeans.
Some jeanies.
Yeah, nice.
It's going to be fun. And we'll see you later. I don't know what's going on.
It was like
song.
Your xylophone was like at the bottom of a really long mason
Lagoon.
Jar.
Yeah.
Interesting sounds going on tonight.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, why did the guy have to play at the end of the hallway? Couldn't he just come in here and do the theme song? I'm really confused.
Yeah, I'm also confused, but rightfully so. There's a lot of knobs on this.
Yeah,
thing.
I think the new cat has been messing with him.
Ah, yes, blame the cat.
Just pawing at
the
knobs.
He's the new variable. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. We're not going to listen to this phone until the end. So, what have you guys been up to? It's a new year.
Yes, happy 2019 to all of our Athens public listeners.
Woot.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, I needed to just make sure you knew how it was spelled.
That just gave me an idea for a resolution.
Pronounce woot completely.
I think it's never say woot.
Ever again.
Woot. Did you guys make resolutions?
Just now I did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not just that one, but yes, other ones.
Like, towards the end of the year, Meg's always, like, anticipating her next year's resolution, and she always, like, gets so into it thought-wise that she starts to practice it before the new year, and I'm always like, no, you can't. You can't start your New Year's resolution till the new year. Like, you have to blow it out on New Year's Eve and, like,
not
go full
do that.
Debauchery. And then recover from it, right? I mean, maybe not right, but...
I thought that was Mardi Gras and Ash Wednesday.
Oh, you got me. I was thinking of Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm.
I won't discuss my resolution openly, but I will remember...
You got a closeted resolution.
Yeah, the New Year's of 98-99, I got invited to, like... And I was in junior high. I got invited to a New Year's party. And then I went and realized it was a Christian New Year's party.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like three or four people there who had made a resolution with each other to not eat chocolate that year. And then
openly.
Chocolate's
and
the
so
devil.
You privately they, got
yeah,
into
such
it?
A Christian.
No. On New Year's, they all had little Dove chocolates they were like putting on their tongue. And they were so excited about it. And I thought that was so stupid. And I still do.
Okay.
To this day. Every time I think about New Year's resolutions, I'm like, man, that was so stupid.
I was going to ask you if you thought
so
it was still stupid.
He's subscribing to my way. Like, once you decide to do something, you just start doing it.
You never gave up chocolate.
No. And plus the 98-99 New Year, like, they were like, it's going to be 2000 next year. So, like, you all...
We don't want to have any
ready.
Chocolate in our system for that.
Be sure to profess before the Lord in the new year because, you know, it may be a new millennium. And they were just like a lot of it, like very apocalyptic, like get ready because it's coming and you're the Christian warriors. And I was like, man, this is so stupid. And that was
it turned out to be.
That was a pretty stupid New Year's, I thought.
played Paperboy on Nintendo 00? At like 5 in the morning, though, and that was pretty cool, being delirious playing Nintendo.
Paper Mario or Paper Boy?
Paper Boy on the Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that was one of my like first memories of being deliriously tired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I played Batman Forever on the Super Nintendo.
'99, 2000 He was saying 98, 99
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I do not remember that New Year's at all.
I don't either. I remember my 2000 though.
Me too.
What was your 2000?
You go first.
I stayed over at Lindsay Tinkstrom's house and we watched.
Oh, Lindsay.
Yep, we watched MTV. And
the Beavis and Butthead New Year's special.
Ate a wheel of brie cheese.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
It was really
with
good.
With crackers or just like with your hand?
Oh, with crackers and
good.
Maybe some.
You could
spoon
it too.
Some veggies maybe. I don't know. It was delicious though because I'd never had it like melted, you know?
That really was prime time for MTV too.
Yeah,
like
it was.
Yeah, I feel like that was the
best
time to watch it.
I was just thinking about MTV earlier and I was like, my kids aren't going to care about
MTV.
No
one gives it. They're going to want Vivo.
Is that even a thing now?
I don't even know if Vivo is still a thing.
I think that MTV just like has reality television.
I think so too.
Same with VH1. VH1 has just become reality programming.
Right,
because
if you want to watch a video, you just look it up on YouTube.
Right.
My New Year's was I went to my friend's house, you know, stayed up all night. I don't remember what we did staying up all night, but in the morning we were like, we're going to go see the sunrise on the New Year's. So we went to this place. I know Eddie has been there. It's called Iketa's, but it's like in Auburn and it's like high up on this hill. So it's got a really good like panoramic 360 view. So we went up on the roof of this business and we saw the sunrise.
That's
and like
nice.
Thinking back on it, I was like, that was a really cool thing to do. It was definitely not my idea, but I did it.
Well, yeah, it seems like you guys should have got married or something. That was so beautiful.
There were more than, it wasn't just me and one other person. It was like a group of us.
I thought you made it seem like it was just you and this person.
We were staying at Malia Bennett's house and then her boyfriend who I had a crush on, Ramon.
Ramon.
You guys know about Ramon. Ramon.
Know all about Ramon.
Ramon.
He was there too. And then there were a couple other people.
There's a scene in Cars 3 where Lightning McQueen goes, Ramon, you got your paints? And then he goes, zzz, 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 and like his car does all these hydraulics and he goes, you know I do, man.
That's
I think
good.
You guys would
That's
like
cool.
It.
Yeah, I love it. I love just hearing that.
Yep.
I guess I have to see two more Cars movies than I've seen.
Skip the second one right here.
So just go from one to three.
Cars 2 is terrible.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
I think I was in the theater and I think I left.
It's the first Pixar movie to ever get like critically panned. Like nobody liked it.
Okay. Was it Owen Wilson's fault?
No, the main character was Owen Wilson, but mostly Larry the Cable Guy.
Ooh.
And his character is kind of unintelligible in them.
Is it the truck driver or the
tow
truck?
Pickup, the tow truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Skeeter or something like that?
Mater.
It's Mater.
Mater.
Hey. Yeah.
When you get into it gets pretty confusing. Like, he is a sentient car, which is kind of cool. Let's not talk about it. But there's spies in the movie. It's kind of like conceptually
I'll skip it.
It's Euro espionage.
I got plenty of problems with Cars 3,
I
too.
I still got two more Toy Story movies to see as well.
That's going to be good.
Two and three.
And
when
a holiday
we saw,
special.
I'm sure you guys know this, but when we saw Toy Story 3 in the theater, Eddie was like, this is my new favorite movie.
He said it on the podcast a lot.
Yeah,
we know this.
For a while, that was my favorite movie.
We know this.
And then what happened? Then you saw
Happy
Feet?
I saw
Feet?
Cars 3. No, I'm just kidding.
You saw Trolls.
No, I refined my tastes a bit. Toy Story 3 still holds up, though. It's just a little too scary.
Okay,
Mom. All right, so this New Year's, I decided not to burn the roof of my mouth. That was my New Year's resolution. And then on day two of the New Year's, I started thinking, you know what? I also want to eat more microwavable burritos.
Oh, no.
And so,
wow,
like,
playing
these,
with fire, Eddie.
Yeah, these two resolutions are in, like, competition with one another.
Diametric so opposition.
Heated up some burritos for 2 minutes and a half in the microwave. And then when I was eating them, I noticed that I was just burning my tongue in the bottom of my mouth. And it's because I was, like,
trying not to burn the top of your mouth.
Yeah, so that's happening. I did it again.
You gotta be careful.
On the 5th.
I have some other recommendations for how to not burn your mouth while eating a burrito.
He's in a hurry. He's, you know, he's working.
They're microwavable. Like, I want 2.5 minutes before food enters me. Penetrates
you know
me.
I think I just figured this out. I figured out how you can do this.
Well, I want to hear Dr. Sharp's suggestions.
Oh,
and then your
just
solution.
I was gonna suggest you change your desire to maybe 3 minutes before the food.
Yeah, add another resolution. Mm-hmm. Like, wait 3 minutes before eating any food.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart.
I think you should put the toaster oven in or the microwave in your office, so that way you don't feel stressed to come downstairs and prepare it. You can just let it cool upstairs, and that way that extra time you wasted going up and down the stairs, you can let it cool.
Like, I gotta let it cool anyway. Yeah. But if you let it cool in the microwave, it's already kind of warm in there.
It's not warm, though, is it?
I think so.
It gets hot in the microwave.
I think it's vacuuming.
It does get hot? Okay.
Yeah.
It's vacuum sealed. Hopefully. I don't know. Anyway, so far, so good, but I expect
sounds
to have,
like you're,
I expect to have
sounds
pizza
like you're really
at some point
becoming
this year.
A better
I don't know.
It does.
I've told this to Greg and Phelan, and they've both individually said, whoa, that sounds like you're going to have a lot of lukewarm meals.
Well, Phelan likes lukewarm meals.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
she,
hot meals.
She probably was positive about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she probably felt really good about
I'm
that.
I'm really good at your resolution.
Oh,
like,
really?
I never burned my mouth.
When was the last time, like, skin
of
kind of folded off?
Exactly.
The roof
that
of your
mouth. Happened to me from a microwave pot pie with the mashed potato topping.
In 1998?
No, it was probably 2001. But it,
whoa.
It burnt, because I wasn't into microwave food until I met my friend Witt. And then I'd go to his house. I was like, oh, wow, Swanson pot fucking pie? What is this? Anyway.
Pop fucking pie.
I burnt the living shit out of my mouth, like, so bad that the skin was falling away from my teeth. And since then, I have been very weary of hot food. Like, I make sure it's properly cool. It's usually pizza. Pizza dupes me more than anything.
Like, what happened? It got all the way to, like, you could see your brain through the roof of your mouth?
No, it was so hot that, like, the skin, like, where my teeth, like, was away. Like, it was, like, falling off. I had
skin
falling off.
Yeah, because when you think about burning your mouth, it's usually higher up than where the
yeah, I'm thinking tippy
gum
top.
Meets the
tippy tip top.
Yeah.
I think this just got so hot that I was, like, where the skin, like, was easiest to, like, pull back from. Like, wow. It was so, like, it was at least a first degree
that sounds like
in
a
my mouth.
Like,
traumatic,
your
like
skin was, like, kind of falling out of your mouth.
No, it was falling away from the gum. Like, it got all raw.
I gotta be honest, I don't really mind burning my mouth.
Me neither.
I love it.
I don't mind it at all.
You're like, I'm
but
just
I've never,
gonna be more resilient after this.
I agree with you, and I don't mind burning my mouth, but I've never had, like, lava
that
burns.
That kind of situation.
Like, it sounds like you ate a ball of plasma.
That's what it felt like.
And right. Then you just still have top teeth somehow.
It was not good, but luckily. It was just the outer layer of skin. It's not like my gums were falling off.
Can you still taste things?
Yeah, I wasn't
still,
my tongue.
He can.
Okay, good.
Barely, though.
He's good.
Meg, I'm really dying to know what your resolution is that you had to start right away.
Good question. I had to knit something.
Uh-huh.
Like her talk show.
I guess it's less like resolve to do something different and more like, okay, these are the things you're going to hit in 2019.
Bam.
Let's do them.
Yeah, because there is that like renewed energy. Like,
yeah.
Let's make some changes. Let's put the segments at the end of the podcast.
Right,
Let's knit something. Let's paint a picture of a turtle. Let's scrapbook. Let's
what? Nice. Those are all your
resolutions?
Write
a children's book. Let's
whoa, dude. Are you serious? Those are all your resolutions?
Yeah. Those are the things I'm going to try to do this year.
I've had a great idea about
wait,
a children's
wait, wait,
book.
Wait. Are you done? That's a whole
I'm all done. I'm all done.
Remember when, like, a couple years ago, my New Year's resolution was online bill pay.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I accomplished it within January.
Oh, mine was get more manicures.
Right.
But that took been you all year. My hands down most favorite or most successful.
Those were really good ones. That's... Mine was not buy anything that year.
Yeah.
Until I bought jeans.
No, clothes.
And not buy clothes. And
we
then I was going to buy those jeans.
Selves.
And then, do you guys, I need to update on those jeans if I have not already. I was very happy with them. And then 4 months into my romance with these jeans, they had lots of holes in them.
Well, keep in
and
mind,
they're
gonna,
unwearable at
critical
this point.
Failure.
We are going to talk about jeans later again in the podcast.
I got a lot to say. We could just talk for 60 minutes about jeans.
Yeah,
about
actually, jeans. I got 3 pairs of jeans for Christmas, so we could.
Wow, I'm jealous.
Whoa, I can't wait till that segment when we're going to talk about that.
I used to think it was, I'm sorry, okay.
We'll
I'll
kick
hold
it off.
I'll hold
it off at the end of the podcast. Okay. Stay tuned
just
if you want to hear about
so,
jeans.
So here's the topic tonight, jeans.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's jeans.
It's jeans. Wait. Okay, Eddie, your resolutions? Wait, hold on.
The
hold
burrito.
On.
Burn.
Really quick. Meg's were knit something, paint a picture of a turtle, scrapbook. And what was the last
write
one?
A children's book.
Write a children's book.
Also, listen to more classical music.
Yeah, I'm already giving up on that one.
Why?
I get so bored.
Wait,
in the
do
car.
You not? Do you know like good composers?
No, I was just gonna start with like when I'm in the car, listen to the symphony.
I have
no.
a great suggestion
I
for
have
you.
A way better. I have some. I actually have composers that you would like.
Okay.
There's also a good app. It's the Classical Station out of I think it's no, it's not Portland, it's Seattle. It's KING. And okay. I listen to that a lot, like when I'm trying to take naps or just other times I want to listen to classical music. And
okay.
It's really good.
Yeah, the XM one is not great.
Yeah, Symphony Hall. They don't have a good selection.
I actually really like the one that's on NPR where that's what's the one called on NPR? The local NPR?
Morning something or
anyway, I like that one.
It's,
so yeah,
it's
I just
from like 10 to noon.
I just need to seek it out more than just be passive about it. Okay,
well,
I'll stick with it. Listen to more classical music.
We do
back
have
on
all
the
of the great
resolutions,
men of music.
Like, yeah,
but that's a little
a
sexist.
Record?
A record collection of like excuse Beethoven, me. Bach, Vivaldi, like
that's
Schubert.
All boring.
Really,
there's a lot of good like modern classical music. I think too.
Like there John is. Williams?
John Williams is very good.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, there? Not. I just like on that KING, like they'll play a lot of stuff that I wouldn't think is mm-hmm. modern or kind of, you know, but then they're like, oh, I'd say more modern stuff sounds a lot more like the Nutcracker from what I've noticed. Like it's
well,
all
that's kind of, what inspired the resolution in the first place. I was like, oh, the Nutcracker is fucking good. I love listening to the Nutcracker.
So
I could probably like other classical music.
But shouldn't you listen to the rest of Tchaikovsky's like discography?
Yeah, Tchaikovsky
before you go on?
Is great.
Does he do
all
the Rites
around.
Of Spring? Is that him?
No, you're thinking of Vivaldi.
Oh, okay.
Dun, dun, dun,
but
dun, dun,
that's
dun.
Good.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's the ringtone.
Okay. I'll get to that. Okay, I'm back into it. I'll keep you updated.
So
I'm
you
gonna
have,
do it.
So you have 5 resolutions.
Yeah. Okay. And they're like least. Just consider doing these
and
things.
Those are just the public resolutions.
Okay.
There are private resolutions.
Yeah.
There are
never
private
know.
Public there hygiene ones that I'm not gonna tell you guys about.
Nice.
Oh, I started wearing deodorant.
Why
again.
Not?
I'm oh, just good. Kidding. I don't okay. have oh, what? I do want to switch my birth control.
Oh
well,
yeah.
In 2019.
What brand, Eddie?
Oh, Old Spice.
To just original scent?
I think so. Like,
okay, I went. Okay, Eddie,
Meg bought it for
can
me.
Can I recommend? I like me. Sport.
Ooh, it might be sport.
Eddie
it's like
texted
a white...
me. I'll tell you guys what it is. I went to Target today to buy diapers because they're the
classic.
Only place that has the biggest diaper size
for Safi.
Yeah.
She's a giant child
with a big old booty.
She needs like adult diapers.
So anyway, he's texted me a long list of things to buy, and one of them was deodorant, which, you know, it's like this is the first stick of deodorant I've ever bought him.
No, I wrote Old Spice deodorant.
And he wrote Old Spice. Okay, but there's like
a lot.
25 different Old Spices. But I just went for the one that was the least extreme looking, mm-hmm. and it was like the classic one, and it's like the 50 year anniversary. Yeah.
It's like anniversary
issue.
Are you happy with
limited
the scent?
Edition?
It smells pretty good. Yeah,
I also felt I did smell a few, and that one was more mild.
Of the more extreme ones, there's one called Wolfthorn, which actually smells really good. It's like a Wolfthorn. like a musky orange, but it's really
does sound really good. Actually,
nice. My brother-in-law made me buy some body spray because he thought I smelled like marijuana too much when I was at his house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that was the one I picked up, and I was pretty happy with the purchase.
I honestly, what about Mitchum? Is that a good one?
It's just not odored like it.
I think Lady Mitchum is good.
I'm really averse man. Isn't to that, that's their... Michelin Man is what you're thinking of. And that's
Mitchum.
Tired.
No, he's a Mitchum
no,
man.
No, Mitchum's real.
Marlboro man.
Yeah.
Marlboro man.
I'm averse to aluminum-based deodorants.
I agree with that.
Because they bind to your...
They may cause cancer?
No, Alzheimer's. Oh. But similar. Yeah. Like, they bind to something in your pores and create, like, this dulling effect that kind of prevents them from knowing what to do in your armpit, and that's why they don't
antiperspirant. Like
they're really effective too.
Yeah. I love them. I love it.
Aluminum based ones. Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
So, and it's similar to the mechanisms of Alzheimer's when your neurons can't remember things.
we should ask a neuroscientist
about it, but you know,
I
don't have one on.
I like the alcohol based ones for that reason, and of the alcohol based ones, Brute is the best.
Brute
Round Stick. It's classic. It's always smelled the same. I feel like Old Spice has smelled like different through as I've grown up. The odor of Old Spice has also changed.
I
agree.
I just wanted to say something about Old Spice, and the reason why I like Old Spice Sport is because Daniel Sinclair, who I was in love with in high school, wore it, and it made him smell like snickerdoodle cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his body interacted with it.
I think that's what I like about it. It's like your musk plus the like Old Spice scent.
Yes, and then it manifests into something just you.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what I like about just BO.
Yeah.
But then I'm getting older, and I feel like old people don't smell so good. So I'm...
Stop talking like you're old.
Right. But I am wearing deodorant because I think I'm getting older. And
it's probably the less testosterone. Like, it's not in there.
Testosterone doesn't smell good, though.
Well, I know, but it's, you know, he's not putting out the, like, the pheromone.
He doesn't feel like a virile young buck.
Yeah, exactly.
Young, what's it called? Wolfthorn?
I don't know.
You little Wolfthorn.
My home life just wouldn't appreciate it. I've got two girls and a wife, and they're all girls. They're all females.
But we got this male cat now.
Yeah. Me and
well,
this male cat.
Well, he doesn't smell, from what I can tell.
He wears deodorant,
He's
too.
Got some stinky poops after eating your fingernails and eggs. And
We're going to get him scraps, on deodorant.
Basically. Okay, so yours is to not burn the roof of your mouth and to wear deodorant?
Oh, so my other New Year's resolution is to not talk like I'm an old person.
Yeah.
And I feel like I started doing this around my 30s, but I thought it coincided with getting older, but it really coincided with getting hurt playing soccer. Like one time I was playing soccer with
your ribs.
With this like adult soccer group, and I got like my ribs cracked by a very enthusiastic soccer player. And a rib injury is fucking shitty, man.
Yeah.
Like, it took me and a half to heal. I couldn't laugh. I felt like nothing was the same after this rib injury. And I was like, I'm getting older. But then, like, just rib injuries are pretty shitty.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really me getting older. It was just this injury that inspired me to talk like I was getting older. So,
well, I mean, you are getting older. Like, that is real.
But I don't want to act like it yet.
You don't want to act like you're old.
Another blow to the ribs is going to change your mind, my friend. And
as he said that, he was like prepping his elbow for like a Macho Man elbow drop.
He had like this, a little chalk that he was poking his elbow into.
Aiming, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I am getting older, but I don't need to act old until maybe 10 years from now.
Like
how about 65?
Yeah, I was going to say 70.
Okay.
70. Yeah. 73.
You can act. You
40
can
years
act,
from today.
Yeah, you can act old.
You know what?
Speaking of it's too
old,
early to start acting old. That's for sure.
What's the story of the ladies with the red hats? I was thinking about it today, and it brought a tear to my eye.
What? Oh my God, it did?
I was like... Yeah, because they're like, I think
she's on some weird hormone.
I know what's up with you. I'm like,
I gotta switch my birth control.
Because I almost said I don't want to talk about it because I don't care. But then when you said that, I felt like, wow, I'd be a real freaking bitch if I said that now.
I don't even know anything about ladies with red hats.
They like lunch together. Right?
Yeah, they're
no, they're
like some
doing
society
stuff. I feel like it's
they do stuff.
In my mind. This is what it
they'll
is.
They'll go to the
it's
zoo
like,
together.
Okay. We're all really, really old, and we're going to, like, still embrace life and do, like, all the fun stuff.
And
we're just going
to
be women. We're going
to
wear red hats, and we're going to wear all purple.
Do these red
all
hats
purple
say,
with a red hat, and it's
make
just
America
like,
great again by chance? On
no,
the
red hat
no, they're like a floppy
stop,
red hat.
Stop it, everyone. The Red Hat Society is an international social organization that was founded in 98. That year that you had that weird New Year's.
Yeah.
In the United States for women age 50 and beyond, but now open to women of all ages. So
I'm in.
Its main purpose is to provide women with opportunities for pleasant social interaction, both for reconnecting with old friends and making new ones. There are more than 50,000 members in the United States and 30 other countries.
So it's like the Boy Scouts of America.
I think it's just like, oh, like women.
I thought you had
out
to be a little older than 50.
It might have originated out of like the, like idea of a home housewife, and it's like, oh, I need to like go out and like chill with people.
It may have. I thought it was just more like, oh, like let's go do stuff. Like I want to do stuff, and I don't have anything to do.
Okay,
anyone
so
to do
yeah
it with? Let's go do it.
You can start now.
Like, I became aware of them at when we went to the Biltmore. There was like a big red hat contingent at the, you know, drinking wine. I also associate it with like drinking wine.
Like, I mean,
let's go drink wine.
Why don't you know?
You
it's
can
just,
do that with your friends. Yeah,
thank you, Eddie. I was just to say like,
oh, I was also
their friend. Like, just
you can do it with your friends.
Yeah, but I was also thinking it's like women so old that like most of their friends have died, and they're
like 50. Oh, okay. They're 50.
Why no, am I living so long?
I'm already 50. Wait, Eddie, you, it sounds like you should be part of the Red Hat Club. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Crack those old bags of ribs.
My ribs feel good, y'all. Yeah, you can join it now.
Okay.
You don't have to wait till you're the Crypt Keeper.
Donovan?
What?
Resolutions?
He said nothing public.
Yeah, I'm not discussing my resolutions this year.
He's going to get laid this year.
Oh my God,
that should be one of my resolutions. I didn't even think about that.
I never discuss my... I would like to not say to people what I read on the inside of my fortune
he's
cookie.
He's holding like he's rolling.
Oh, wait,
joint.
That's a resolution?
No, I never do. I never like to do that. And I don't like to discuss my resolutions openly. Kind of like why I don't like
birthday wishes. Is that how you're treating them?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I feel like they lose a bit of their own.
Well,
no,
let me tell you.
No.
It's quite the opposite. And
yes,
you go ahead.
It
There's
is
an accountability.
It is quite the opposite. I agree because I knew this fortune was like good. Like we our fortunes on Saturday night. So I don't know if you guys know this, but we get China Walk every Saturday night,
right.
And
we all know this.
Okay.
China Saturday.
China Saturday.
Oh, my God. Weep, weep,
okay.
Weep, weep.
Okay. So Leora and Eli both got the same resolution, got the same fortune, which was that they'd be going on a trip with a friend.
Wow. Well, see you.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I know. And my...
I hope it's not one another.
And my resolution was that I'd be getting an unexpected... sum of money. Like, okay. I'd get... Okay, that's not what it said. It just said you'd get some money unexpectedly, basically. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I kept getting all this money, but expected. Mm-hmm. And then last night, Greg gave me money.
Mm-hmm.
And that was way unexpected.
Whoa.
Oh, sweet.
So that was your
bowling alley money?
No, it was from Ash's Memorial t-shirts.
Oh, wow.
That people bought. Yeah, it was cool. I know.
Nice.
I thought that your resolution was to get unexpected money, and I'm like, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good resolution.
It basically felt like that, honestly. I was like, okay, yeah,
this year, I want to find like $20 in the pocket of a jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great resolution.
Maybe all my resolutions should be my fortune.
Okay,
be.
I guess there is one I'm rubbing my hands
together now. Here we go.
I would like to maybe sell some art this year.
Ooh, I like
that's
it.
That's a good one.
Art that you create.
He has a good plan. For it.
No, art that he steals.
What kind of art are you creating?
I'm going to be making shadow boxes with like miniature scenes in them.
Hmm.
Oh, really cool.
That sounds cool. That's right up Trish's alley.
So they'll be internally lit?
No, probably not internally lit.
Okay.
But I am going to get like picture frames.
Okay.
And then take the backing out of them and just use the frame and the glass as like the front of it and then build boxes just to attach. So that would be the front, and then the box will actually be where the shadow box is.
Okay.
And that way I don't have to fool with like actually cutting glass.
So kind of dioramas in there?
Exactly. Yeah.
They sell those kinds of boxes already.
Well, no, you've been painting minis, right?
Yeah.
So that would be a good like blank canvas for you. Like
Joseph Campbell, he's the main guy of this kind of artwork.
Like Joseph Campbell?
Joseph
I think there's two Joseph Campbells.
Why did you bring Joseph Campbell?
The shoeman?
I mean, I think he did like dioramas, like was a famous artist for
doing
dioramas.
So you want Donovan to look him up and be inspired by him or like you're just
No, I just wanted to be like I
you
knew
know
things,
something.
But I honestly I think I might be wrong about
is
it.
Is that part of your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, like pretend like I know things more.
Right. Yeah, like throw names out there. Like, oh, that
drop
person
more names
was
in 2019.
Other band.
Amazon has a lot of miniature trees and bushes for inexpensive prices, so that is a good inspiration for like where the first things I build will come from because they're all to make money.
They're not for art, okay. Are they going to feature Bigfoot? Because I feel like he is the big seller.
Because
we would buy it.
Bigfoot might eventually. I was thinking maybe some of the first ones would look like safari scenes.
Okay.
Because that will be easy to come by, like all the miniatures for that sort of thing. And they could also work as like a thing for like succulents. Terrarium.
Yeah.
Miniature terrariums as well.
Are you going to do it on Etsy?
I'm sorry.
No, I think that just trying to sell them locally
would
be the easiest thing. Because I don't want to pay for heavy shipping. Mm-hmm. And all these things are kind of heavy.
Right, and then it could get all frazzled.
I just saw Laysa and got scared. Because I sort of wrote her off.
You're like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I was like, so for all you listeners who don't know this, Laysa's their other cat who... is paling in comparison to Jonathan the new cat. So I guess I just...
Well, Eliza used to sit there, but not as alertly.
You just didn't really notice her because she was...
Oh, I love Eliza. She's so cute, but...
Joseph Campbell died in 87, was an American professor of literature, and he gained recognition in Hollywood when George Lucas credited Campbell's work as influencing his Star Wars saga.
Huh.
Was he an artist, though?
Nope.
No,
I think there's a different
writer.
Person.
Yeah, Joseph Campbell is the symbology guy.
I think there's a different one.
I thought
too,
that
though.
Was the Joseph Campbell was the shoe man.
No,
the shoemaker.
No, that is
Jeffrey Campbell.
Jeffrey Campbell. Okay. Yeah,
the shoe man.
And I know why you know that.
The shoe. That's
her
what
New Year's
shoe
resolution.
Man though?
He's a shoe designer. Jeffrey Campbell is a shoe designer, and his shoes are awesome.
Okay.
So I am going to tell you my New Year's resolutions.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Nobody thought to ask. Meg, can you ask Desi what her New Year's resolutions are?
Desi, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Okay. One, to figure out what I would do if I got a flat tire while I was with the babies.
Oh, man. Okay. I was hanging on every word, and I'm like, won the lottery, won the lottery.
No, no. Figure out what I'd do in the event of a flat tire, because right now I don't know what I would do because I have that fix-a-flat situation.
Yeah.
And
that's what they do with new cars now.
Yes, they do. And
how my car is, too.
I've only had one experience with fix-a-flat, which was on a rental car, and it did not go well.
Oh, really?
So it made me feel like that might not go well for you.
How does fix a flat work?
You basically like pump this like gooey stuff and it like coats the inside of your tire so you have enough time to go get
and then
a
you can
new
drive
tire.
It, okay. Drive it to Walmart.
Okay.
So that's one option or one one option of a resolution I might follow through.
We'll work on it together because we need to do that on our main car.
I think that
I bought a jack a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But we need to both buy little spares that we
Triple
can
AAA
fit
would
on
be
there.
Desi's best option.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Because that way she doesn't have to, like, actually leave the babies at all.
I think
you can change a tire with your babies.
Definitely. What I think...
You don't want to leave them at all. Like, you don't want to exit the car with your kids in the car?
I think it's more safe. Like, it's just
I'd be fine fixing a flat with the kids in the car. But what I think that when I bought the car, I had some amount of... Like, call this number and they'll come tow you for a certain number of years or something.
Is that what you're talking about? Or were you talking about, like, just putting a spare on?
I mean, I would, well, if I had that option, if it didn't take them too long to come get me, I would be into that.
Right.
Because I'd have to get a new tire anyway, so they could just take me to a tire place.
Look at where their headquarters was and look at where you drive.
You got it. So it's a lot of research I need to do on the best option for me in the event of a flat tire. So that's one thing. And then another is I'd like to do a shadow play for adults this year because I plan on doing one at the baby's first birthday. Just a short one, though.
It's coming up.
Are you excited? Yes, very. I just... envisioned it today in my mind and it felt really cool.
It's a milestone.
Yeah, it is. And then another one is to take the babies to the beach.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and then my last one that I just thought of is I haven't shaved in a while, maybe 3 weeks. And I'm like, how long could I go feeling comfortable not shaving? Because I have a massage appointment next week, and normally I'd be like, oh, I better shave for my massage therapist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Just because I don't know, it's just like they're gonna put lotion on you and it's nice if you're all smooth.
Do you get completely naked for your massages, or do you just...
Well, if I'm not on my period, I do.
Keep your underwear on, though, if you're on the period.
I keep underwear on if I'm on my period. But I won't be next week, so.
So you go, is that bold, or are the masseuses expecting that?
Well, they usually say, but mostly they want you to get totally naked. But what, that doesn't matter. I'm talking about my legs. Like, they're not massaging my crotch.
I was just wondering. we could have another 3 episodes about masseurs and what to call a
shave.
I really enjoyed the underwear came up in that.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, like, you got to get completely naked and you want to, like, I have a lot of hair, so. Maybe I'll shave
my
whole body.
And shave his ass.
That kind of brings up the, like, do you shave more for the way that it feels, or are we, as women shaving our legs more for how it looks. Well, I feel like it's more about the way it looks than the way it feels.
Well, for me, it's the way it feels until it gets long enough to where
right.
it doesn't feel
right.
weird
it's
anymore.
It's prickly right. for a bit.
It's prickly and it's like uncomfortable. It's itchy to me, but I'm yeah. past the itchy phase.
Oh, so I think you're fine then. It, yeah. I mean, well, I honestly, for me, I wouldn't care what a massage therapist, how they
were
interpreted
feeling.
My leg.
We had another
feel.
Podcast about masseurs, and I think
right.
masseur is the right way to approach
it,
their name.
It is.
Right?
Well,
or massager.
It's massager.
Rub
massager.
Wasn't Daniel a massager? Someone wasn't that someone's massager?
Oh, yeah. I had a man.
Oh, whoa,
yeah. Yeah. Daniel, DJ Daniel? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
DJ right? Danny D.
We've had him before. Yeah. In any case, I'm just really into the way my armpit hair is looking, and that's
nice.
Why I'm kind of like,
keep it.
Should I just keep it? That's, but then yeah. I'm like, not into. I don't know. Anyway,
let
I
it just, ride a little
okay,
bit.
My resolution is to figure out what my next body hair look is gonna be.
Nice. Yeah.
That's what it. That's. That's yeah. the appropriate
I've
way to
I've been
put
shaving
it.
My pit hair since, like, the beginning of last spring just because I noticed it reduced my body odor, like, pretty immensely.
It will, for sure.
And I've kept that up, but it hasn't really been a resolution. As much as been like, oh, well, time to, like, shave my pits in the shower, like, this third week.
That just made me want to shave mine because it sounded fun, but...
Yeah, I use because I use a brush on my face, so I also will, like, put the brush in my pit. Like for my last, you know, rather than using it on my face for my third swipe, I'll put it in my pits instead. And I usually shave the back of my neck at the same time to get the cabbage patch on the back of the neck in the pits.
He's really diagramming this for us. You know, even if you ever use it on your armpit, you're going to use it on your face again, though. So why do you wait till the last minute to use it on your armpit?
Oh, no, because the shaving cream, like I use one pass. Two passes, then the third pass I'd usually use on my shave.
What are you talking about? Passes? You're gonna on my, one pass. You're gonna put like more shaving cream
without
on
dipping
top
it.
Of
without
no,
dipping.
No, yeah, because I re-lather. Like it's yeah. just on there. It's already built okay. up on there.
Yeah.
So that third pass I'd usually use on my face, I just use on my armpits and the back of my neck instead. If that makes any sense to you,
it makes a little sense to me.
Sorry, bro.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, segment time.
I think it's segment time.
Especially if we're going to talk about jeans, too. Jesus.
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk
well,
about
jeans. Well,
jeans
is just part of Eddie's segment, so.
All right, well, can I get some
Eddie's
trivia
Supreme
music?
Supreme segment.
Yeah, it's the best one.
It's the best part of the podcast. Somehow, I don't know how.
Keep listening, it's coming.
Our first segment tonight is going to be Cool Dawn's...
Three Bags Full of Trivia.
Cornered.
All right. We're going to start this one off with a little bit of Disney Drizzle. Uh-huh.
Drizzle.
In the Touchstone television series Ellen.
What?
Ellen was Disney?
What is the name of the neighbor, friend, and employee that Ellen can never seem to get rid of?
Oh, man. This is the Ellen show?
Oh, man.
I watched some of it because it's on Laugh TV or something.
I
like
used
some
to watch
channel.
The show.
I figured you
and
did.
And it was like, there was a guy who was like, remember that show
I'll give you a hint. It's not a male, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't remember then.
Is it like a nickname?
No.
Tanya. I'm going with Tanya.
Oh, that's pretty close, I bet. I'm going to say Maureen.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sam.
Audrey Penny.
No, Audrey Penny.
We'll keep rolling.
Okay.
This one.
Give us another chance here.
This isn't quite Disney, but if you get this, you will get another Disney question. This could be taken as animated related, though.
In Cars 2.
What ancient Greek was the blind bard?
The blind bard.
He was blind and ancient.
Here's a hint.
No!
Homer. I'm going with Homer.
Okay.
I don't know if he's Greek.
Mm. Did he say dough?
Dough.
Okay, I'm going to go with Homer.
I don't know if he said that.
I'm going with Homer as well because that was my first instinct.
Oh, wow. The answer is Homer. All of us.
Yes!
Okay, our final question.
He's not blind.
Also,
though, was he?
From a Disney card.
His stories were passed down verbally.
In the animated feature Robin Hood, what kind of animals are Nutsy and Trigger?
Wow.
I know this. Vultures.
Oh, okay. I'm still going with squirrel.
I'm just going to go with vultures.
Okay, the answer is vultures. Sounds like we have a tie. So for all the potatoes, at the beginning of Sleeping Beauty, what song is sung during the royal celebration of the princess's birth?
Sleeping Beauty. How does that one go? She pricks her finger on a thorn.
She's so beautiful and she's so tired.
No.
She's a star.
Wait, at the beginning of the celebration? Is it when
at the beginning of Sleeping Beauty, what song is sung during the royal celebration of the princess's birth?
I know the one that the fairies sing. But that's not in the beginning of the celebration.
They might do a reprise.
I'm going to go with Auld Lang Syne.
Okay. Meg, do you have an answer?
Oh, I'm out of it. Remember, I didn't get that last one right.
Meg is out of it.
I didn't get the vultures.
Desi, I've given you long enough. Do you have an answer?
I don't know. Sleepy Time Beauty.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. The correct answer is Hail the Princess Aurora.
Yes.
Good one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say Aurora, but I didn't want to, tip anyone off.
I was thinking, Stevie Wonder's.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cute.
That would be cute,
right? That would be so cute.
I'm sad I didn't get that one. That's one of my favorite Disney movies.
You still kind of won.
I thought that Meg would get the Ellen question, or I wouldn't have
asked it. I thought I would have too. I did watch that show.
Sorry, it wasn't a Wings question.
Wings. Oh yeah, I would definitely gotten Wings. Helen, you got Helen. You got Brian.
All right, I guess it's time for the Snack Shack.
Oh, hold on. I've got to keep
my mouth.
Yeah, bring
water
in. Wait, do you have gin, though?
Gin?
Right there by you?
No, I just got beers. You want a beer?
Mine are all open.
This one's not open.
They're all drank.
One, two, and this one's nearly gone. You want some of it?
No. No, God.
God, no.
No. Go out to the refrigerator. It's on top of the refrigerator.
Well, I'll do it after the Snack Shack.
Okay.
I'll need to wash the snack down.
Isn't Eddie just eating some chicken on the Snack Shack and you'll have a piece too?
Introduce it. This week on the Dr. Sharp's big old Snack Shack.
Why would Diamond introduce it?
I don't know, because no one else was doing it.
You were playing the tune. Okay, this week on Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack, the theme is chicken. So Donovan made some delicious baked chicken tonight for dinner.
Baked barbecue chicken.
Brought a piece over for Eddie specifically. And while Eddie is about to eat this chicken, I wanted to bring up a snack that is
behind you too.
A well-known snack. It's a cracker, and it is called Chicken in a Biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, Eddie just really took a big bite out of that drumstick.
Big old bite.
Big old bite. While he's chewing, I wanted to... So I was kind of conned by my peers into getting Chicken in a Biscuit in the click list order this last week.
It was like you were doing an order at work, and your peers were like, do it!
I was doing an order after family dinner.
Okay.
Bradley and Eric and Leora and Eli were like, get chicken in a biscuit. And so I was like, yeah, I want to get chicken in a biscuit. So I got chicken in a biscuit, crackers, and got them. And I remember thinking they were so good as a kid. And then had one and it was like, okay. Donovan claims that it tastes the same, it but does. I feel like it doesn't. I feel like
okay,
it used
well,
to be better.
Okay, well, does Ooh, it look the same?
It looks the same.
Okay.
But I had a good idea that I'd like to serve at this upcoming family dinner, which is chicken in a biscuit with artichoke dip. Spinach artichoke dip.
Okay.
I think that would be good together.
That does sound good.
I think it'd be really good.
So chicken and a biscuit is just a, it's just a cracker, right?
And it tastes like chicken broth.
Yep.
It's kind of got some spices in
it. It's a rectangle that's wavy on the edges.
Uh-huh. It kind of tastes like cream of chicken soup bread, a.k.a. a cracker.
When I was a kid, we ate a lot of chicken and a biscuit.
Like, we definitely had it around.
It was a family staple.
Wow.
Like, now, it went away for a long time, but that's why I feel like I have a good sense
I feel
of
like you must.
It went away? From your life or
from
the
life.
Store?
We stopped eating them.
Oh, okay.
So they just use like chicken broth instead of water when they make the...
No, they just
How do you make
it
a cracker?
It's like a Cheeto almost. Like they use the dust of like the chicken broth. It's just a normal cracker, a soda cracker.
And then it's got like flavoring crystals on
have
it.
Have you made a cracker before?
No. Herb and chicken broth.
Meg, don't you have a cracker cookbook?
Like all crackers?
Yeah,
it's called
the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Yeah, you do. Like,
I have a cookbook for crackers.
I swear to God, Guy Fieri's Diners,
Drive-Ins, and Dash.
I think if you just like overcook bread, then you're like, well, these are crackers now.
Oh no, Sarah Whitaker has a cracker.
Okay, thank you. Not me.
Sarah Whitaker has a cracker cookbook, and it is different than just like burn the bread.
That's how I burn the bread is like croutons, maybe.
No,
burn the bread is croutons.
I have a crouton cookbook, and it's like
dry out this bread.
It's my bread cookbook. After a couple days.
Okay, so what's the chicken review?
Yeah, so the chicken, very well cooked. I don't know how it was sourced, but
it's from Kroger.
Sourced from Clickless.
Yeah, it's a Clickless bird.
It wasn't Butterball.
Isn't that what people say?
It's
when
a
they
click
eat
bird.
Boar's Head.
It was one of the non.
Boar's
Head.
Symbol Truth.
It was one of the nicer chickens.
It was a little bit nicer.
It wasn't a Butterball.
I'm just glad to hear it's not from Dollar General.
Oh.
Remember when we got Dollar General chicken?
I don't.
It was like, I think it was a dollar for 3 chicken breasts.
Oh,
I kind of remember that, actually.
And we were like, this is pretty good. Like, we grilled it. The real winner on this chicken leg is the barbecue sauce. And I think it was baked.
It was baked chicken.
And then you added the sauce on it?
I baked it in the sauce, and then I had sauce on the side for dipping. And for yours, I added a little bit extra of the sauce just to coat it as though you dipped it.
Yeah, it was a good sauce. So did you make the sauce, or was that Sweet Baby Ray?
I took a Kraft barbecue sauce and added a few ingredients.
Wow. Not sugar, because it was sweet enough.
Yeah, no sugar. I added habanero hot sauce and white wine vinegar.
That's cool. I like that. I like that idea of taking something that already exists and just, like, spicing it up.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a parent move.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I actually think there... I remember seeing a cooking show that was like that. It's like... Oh, yeah, buy these craft singles, and then this is what you do with them to make it like a fancy party hors d'oeuvre.
We call that a Miriam Boswell.
I do think that the barbecue sauce came from Dollar General.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Dollar General is great. I'm all for it.
I support it.
No, I wouldn't eat their chicken again.
I mean, I'm not eating.
Good avocados there, though.
I was recently in there, and they had corn on the cob that had the... you know, the stuff stripped off, so it was just the cob. It had big white barnacles growing on it.
Whoa.
And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yikes.
That's some specialty produce.
That's some specialty protein.
That
no
one's buying.
That corn.
It's been there for 2 weeks.
We call that hominy, right?
I was in there actually recently looking at their whole selection last week, and I was really surprised. Like, they have racks of ribs and, like, all kinds of stuff in there you really wouldn't expect.
Yeah. I wonder if it's consistent, like, or if they just kind of have things at random.
What I wonder is if they have chicken and a biscuit.
I bet they do. No. When you were talking about they that, do? I wanted to talk about the...
I bet they don't.
I don't think they do.
So we started going to the YMCA when we didn't have daycare, because the YMCA has daycare. It's a long story. You can't leave them there for all day. But after they would get out of this like childcare, MetaLark called it her class, they would want to go to the vending machines. And we would always get the crackers with a little bit of cheese in between them.
Of course.
Ritz. And what were they called? Like golden something? Golden Cluckin or...
This like, is your thing. I wasn't like, no, I'm not that into buying them.
Captain's Wafers.
Machine.
Captain's Wafers. Because okay. I put it on the list and Meg
Captain's
goes,
Wafers.
Why do you want Captain's Wafers? And I was like, this is that thing that they always get in the vending machine. But it's Captain's Wafers toasted chi.
Yeah, toasted chi.
They're called Captain's Wafers out here?
Captain's
toasted
Wafers
in Arizona.
Cheese.
Lance is making them.
Lance,
my boy Lance.
It looks a lot like Lance,
but it's called toasted chi though.
Yeah, yeah,
too,
yeah. C-H-E-E.
Yeah,
and our
toasted
kids
chi.
Love them.
Do they love saying toasted chi?
No, they don't.
Yo,
know.
Daddy, yo, let me get some toasted chi.
They want the cheese crackers, and then they have the orange ones that are spicy cheese. And then they have the peanut
butter. The peanut
butter.
I love
the peanut butter.
I love the cheese cracker with peanut butter.
Stay away from the urban chai.
Oh, so the orange cracker with peanut butter. Yeah,
peanut
they have
butter.
That too.
What?
Oh my God. I don't even know what that's called. Is that urban chi?
No, they make it. They make an herb and chive.
I like that one too.
Ooh, I do not.
I feel like that's what chicken on a biscuit tastes like to me, that urban chive cracker you're talking about.
Why do you keep saying urban?
Urban chai.
It does sound like urban.
Urban chai. It has a burnt rubber.
I thought, okay.
We all now had to hear someone else saying it. Okay. Well, anyway, that's like we could talk about snacks all day.
But instead, we're going to go to So Much This and we can talk about James all day.
Whoa! Finally.
This is So Much This.
Finally,
here we are.
We get to the meat of the show.
Well,
here
the
we
most
are,
important
fellers.
Segment.
So this week on So Much This, I was really trying to find something. I was really searching hard for you all. And Donovan suggested I look up some Wrangler reviews on Amazon. And it turns out that I pulled out some this from there. This from there. So, this one's from Deal Diva. It's on Amazon. It's a review of...
That's the person's name?
Well, Deal Diva.
Yeah, and I Googled Amazon, and then I clicked on Amazon.com. And then I searched on Amazon.com for
Meg, are you
Wrangler.
Gonna give me a beer?
Start with that.
Okay.
And as I searched Wrangler, it just filled in Wrangler men's classic authentic jeans. And so I was like, okay, this is where I'm headed. So... These are reviews for Wrangler Authentics Classic Relaxed Stonewash Jeans. And, you know, I don't know what that means. I guess they wash them on stones. Deal Diva says in her title.
How many stars?
4 stars, August 9th, 2017. Great jeans, loop issue.
What's the loop issue?
Whoa, they even give the size.
No, I know what a loop. What is the issue with the loop?
My hubby is a blue collar worker. He wears this style of Wrangler jeans every day. These jeans wash well, are comfortable to wear. Plus, they are reasonably priced on Amazon, the website we're talking about. The only issue he has with these jeans is that the back left side belt loop tears off of the jean within a month of wearing. I told him to just stop pulling up his pants by the loops. He claims that that was not the case. After inspecting the last batch of brand new jeans purchased, we determined that the back belt loops only fastened by a single row of stitches. Reinforcing the back loops with additional stitching appears to have resolved the problem. I would rate these jeans 5 stars if those dang loops were sewn on a little better. What do you feel about that review?
Hey, it's an understandable nitpick, especially if it's a repeated purchase.
Yeah, agree.
You think it's fair?
Yeah, I think it's a fair nitpick.
I'm impressed that she added another layer of stitches.
And that she only gave it 4 stars. That would probably have been a 3-star in my mind if I discovered missing stitches.
I've had
a lot of work.
Have you ever had a loop bust?
I have.
I've never had a loop.
I've had it bust.
And the way she said it was by pulling up my tight ass pants and burst a loop.
Well, she says not to pull them up by the loops.
Then what the fuck am I supposed to do, man?
Hook your thumbs into the front and pull up that way.
Well, I mean, they were.
What about just our thumbs down into the pant? And
yeah.
Just actually buy bigger jeans.
Whoa. Okay. So I had that impression for a second, buy bigger jeans. And then I realized that this review gives the exact color and size.
Yeah, they all do.
And so the color was Vintage Stonewash, verified purchase. The size was 42 waist,
mm-hmm.
29 long.
You have to buy...
That's a short, fat dude, right?
You have to buy Wranglers a lot bigger because they come up to right above the belly button. So a 34 is what I would normally wear in the waist, mm-hmm. but I would have to wear a 36. It's crazy. It's really strange how Wranglers fit, and that's why cowboys love them, is because they really hold everything in. They're half a girdle.
They're good. I was just gonna say they're good for your back.
So
probably.
This dude's a cowboy, you think?
Yeah.
No.
Especially both is the classic relaxed fit. That is the cowboy fit.
Cowboys are not considered blue collar workers. Yeah.
So I'm going through Deal Divas.
They don't wear
rednecks.
Yeah.
They're just rednecks.
Yeah, exactly.
That particular cut of Wrangler is the butt that drives girls nuts.
Okay. Even if you're a 42-29.
The 42-29
got me. I didn't see that until I was reading the review just now, and I'm like, well, then maybe I need to rethink it, because he was pulling it up by the belt loops, right?
For sure. Yeah.
And he claims he wasn't.
No, he needs a pair of suspenders.
Yeah.
Bad.
Oh, well, I actually had Eddie do this to me earlier. I don't know if you discussed this already, but I was talking about how I put pants on the kids sometimes, and I just pull up the waistline until they're suspended off the ground.
Like a wedgie. Ultra wedgie.
That sounds awful.
Now I was like, that's what I need with these pants that I just bought.
Is someone to pull them up on you until your legs are off the ground?
And Eddie did it to me, and I was like, that's the
stuff.
Did
it feel good?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Meg, I've got to call you out, though. You're comparing jeans to yoga pants, which you wear every day. And you can't have a jean.
I haven't worn
a
lot
pant.
Of jeans in my life, Eddie.
No,
she's underestimating my.
This is a full denim.
No, yeah, she's comparing them to jeans.
Like a stretch.
Remember when they added stretch? I remember my first pair.
From 1992.
I don't think I actually wore denim before stretch. It was why would you wear that?
Wait,
I was like,
what?
No, I was just, I was unfashionable.
The Wranglers in
denim.
Question definitely have zero stretch.
Oh, yeah.
They
the ones we're talking about.
Negative
right
polyester.
By deal, deal.
Negative.
This is making me want a pair of no stretch.
So
pants.
I looked
Why?
At.
Why?
Jeans.
So
I looked
at I'm wearing them right now, and they're a different, it's a different world.
It's a straight jacket for your thighs.
Yeah, but it's a kind of enjoyable straight jacket.
Yeah, it looks
like, oh, I want to move in these new
ways. This is exactly why you should shave your legs.
All right,
all
right, all right. Calm down, guys.
Because I get such bad ingrown hairs from that sort.
From no stretch?
From actual denim, that tight, pull hard against my thighs. I get such bad.
But
ingrown.
I don't have any hair on my thighs.
Whoa. Holy God.
So we need to talk about Deal Diva's review history. She's reviewed 50 products that have been considered helpful by the Amazon community.
Oh, nice.
And they're
Are
most,
they all for her husband?
Their pants.
Listen to me. They're mostly 1-star reviews. Wasted my money. Something stinks here. Do not waste your time.
Wait, what stinks?
Something stinks here. Oh, that you think that would be...
I don't know, maybe it's
I
like
usually
it
purchase this product for my husband through our hair salon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's American Crew Classic Firm Hold Styling Gel. 33.8 ounce.
Her husband sounds like a chotch and a half.
Very disappointed. I wish, in quotation marks, I would have taken a photo of it to show everyone how bad it really is. Yeah, she's a real... I mean, maybe it's a he. I don't know.
No, I think it's a she.
She didn't talk about if it was a she or a he, but she has a husband, or he has a husband.
Okay, this person has a husband, and they shop for them, obviously.
Right. And mostly one-star reviews, except for this one that we just read, which was great jeans, loop issue. So, adds credibility to the whole...
4-star rating?
Yeah. I kind of feel like this is the only 4-star rating I see on her page. And that's... Oh, here's a 5-star rating. Good value. Kit complete. Results are accurate. That's it. That's her review. So I don't know.
Well, I kind of want to get some Wranglers.
Deal Diva. So I have another Wrangler review. And this one's called... This one's from Chris Benson. And this was the second Wrangler that came up. It was Wrangler Men's Authentic Comfort Waist.
Yeah, that's the one that doesn't go all the way up to your belly button. That's like probably like a mid-rise. Like,
you think it's a stretchy
actual
one?
Waist, where a human's waist is, not a cowboy's waist.
And let's find out about Chris. He got color light stonewash, 34-32. Just an average Joe.
Normal size.
Hard to find jeans that fit right. These really do. Updated in all caps. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm getting older. 56 as I write this. And I've been between 34 and 36 pants for years now. I really need 35 waist in my jeans. But when I buy that size, they slip down over my hips. I'm wearing my first pair of Wrangler Comfort Fit with the elastic waist for the first time today. Ooh. And they feel great. I got 34s, which I can barely get on without the elastic, but these went on easily and feel fantastic.
Isn't that picture?
Wait, hold on. You didn't like elastic rhyming with fantastic?
Oh, anyone? I guess I
it's
didn't
elastic.
Get it. It's fantastic.
Let me just read. Like, everyone just appreciate this again.
It's a Wrangler jeans in the comfort fit.
I got 34. Like, this is my beat poetry. I got 34s, which I can barely get on without the elastic. But these went on easily and feel fantastic.
Thanks. I kind of like the Barbie girl version. I don't know.
Highly recommended for older
guys. I like
it's
a Wrangler jeans a lot.
Highly recommended for older guys with no butts and
no
other
butts.
Folks who are hard to fit. Update.
Wait, the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Second update?
No, this is... Oh. This
You're
this
just
is
rereading it? What's
now,
going on here?
This is another.
The title tells you it was updated.
Oh, okay.
So that was his review that
okay.
we've read so
oh,
far.
Oh, so we haven't heard the update yet.
You've never heard the update. Are
okay,
you guys ready?
I'm excited, yeah.
I wanted another pair in a lighter color. I was disappointed that light stonewashed were pretty dark. So I ordered a third pair in quotation marks, slate. And they look really worn out already. Or like I've already been wiping my hands on my pants. See picture I just added.
He wipes his
oh,
hands
I
on his
Oh, I do want to see picture.
The pair on the left are the new slate color Comfort Flex.
I got to go look at this.
And the other pair are a regular old Wrangler, regular jean fit that I pulled out of my drawer. They're probably 3 years old, wash weekly.
I'm looking up Wrangler jeans.
Sounds like you're sold. They're hardcore, man.
Okay,
I mean,
I don't know which was which.
Are Wranglers good for women, though?
Sholo would say yes.
Is that your phone?
It was my phone.
Okay, so what I saw was two pairs of jeans. You know when there's denim that has like the very vertical thread pattern
yeah.
going down the legs? One had that and the other did not have that at all. So they were actually very similar in color. But very different in the thread pattern.
Dill Diva's just nitpicking.
No, this is Chris Benson.
Chris Benson just
He's
wasn't
56.
Taking. Yeah,
I got that.
I don't feel like the
October. Of
I feel like the vertical thread pattern is more of like a slimming, has more of a like a slimming effect, although it's not like that attractive, like in an aesthetic, from an aesthetic perspective. It's more just whorishly slimming.
I got a $10 pair of jeans off Amazon. One of the cheapest pairs of jeans I could find on the site.
Okay, and plus you just got four pairs of jeans this for Christmas. Oh, you picked them yourself?
This one I did pick myself just because it was the cheapest jeans possible on Amazon. But then my sister also asked me what I wanted for Christmas, so I got two jeans that way. But
Right now you're not wearing jeans.
No, I'm not wearing
jeans.
He doesn't have any pants on.
No, yeah, no jeans, just bare penis. the Amazon $10 pants, they're great for $10.
Okay. How would they be if they were $50?
Oh, no. No.
Terrible. I
mean, they're completely unbranded. In fact, just they came with a tag that's like big and long. And it looks like it's like from a company. It just says jeans.
The old jean company.
Yeah, and then
they're like jeans.
Holy generic.
And then on the buckle, it says jeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What?
That's funny.
These came from communist Russia.
They came from China, but
somebody ordered us some Amazon batteries, like Amazon Basics batteries, like AA batteries. And I was like, oh, that's cool that Amazon sells batteries. And then I heard a review on the radio when I was Christmas shopping.
Did they explode?
No, they just don't last long at all. Like, they tested all sorts of batteries, like even shitty batteries, and Amazon
has the worst.
Yeah, lowest shittiness quality.
I also
how's the cut though of the jeans?
The Amazon jeans? Jeans?
Is it jeans with a G?
They're J's.
Yeah.
The reason all the other jeans in various sizes of the same pant were $36, not worth that. But the size weight 38, size 38 waist was $9. $10. Okay. Nah.
So you got a size larger than you would so you can get them cheaper?
I got them four sizes larger. Okay. I normally wear a size 34, but I bought the 38 because they were only $10. But with a belt, it's not that bad.
Okay.
And they're fine. But the ones I got from my sister, we should move on to those because I just told her I needed like a pair of gray or black jeans. And she got me a couple pair.
Okay.
One is Eddie Bauer fleece lined. Waterproof jeans.
That sounds very punishingly warm.
No, they're very comfortable, but they are warm. And the other ones are Urban Star brand. And they totally look like 1996 cut. Like I haven't seen where it's just like the straight leg that looks like a
Okay. So for more jean talk, tune into their weird ass podcast where they just like dork out about jeans. I think we're done for this podcast.
Any thoughts on Wranglers?
Is there anything going on in town this
week? Are you shopping Wrangler right now?
Yeah, I had a lot to say, but
Next week on my new jean podcast.
Yeah, you guys just want to talk jeans. It's called Talking Jeans with Don and Meg. And it's available starting this year. We appreciate you listening. Let us know if you like it. AthensPublic@gmail.com. Tweet at us at AthensPublic. Follow us on Facebook.com/AthensPublic. You can find all our episodes at AthensPublic.com/AthensPublic.
Thank you.
It's good to be back. I'm glad to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, love you.
And we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.